Great Country Q 94. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tienor from Dunkin' Donuts and Prairie du Chien. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I feel like it's been a long time, but it really hasn't been. We survived the 4th of July.
Right.
It was kind of a weird weekend because it was like the 4th of July just kept continuing.
The 4th of July lasted like 6 days.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. America deserves 6 days.
The good news is we did not have to build an ark. The river is actually moving away from our location as we speak. So
yes,
that's good.
Yes, that is nice. I did see yesterday morning I was driving down, is it Washington Street?
Yes.
There's a pile of debris there.
And our street department,
I was just
going to
say,
they're very used to cleaning that up after floods.
I have a feeling this is not the first time the street department is going to clean up the streets. I know it's not because I was down on the island for a number of years. Yeah. I know they do a great job, but.
Yeah, it creates a mess.
I was just going to say, it was kind of rude of the Mississippi to flood in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
We only get 3, maybe 4 months if we're lucky. Come on.
Right.
That was rude. So at least she's cooperating a little bit, knock on wood.
Well, I guess my saving grace for it is the flood wasn't caused by downpours and downpours of snow. That helps me. I would prefer the rain over the snow, so that's all right.
I'm not a fan of the snow, so I'll take it. You brought friends today.
I did. Well, one for sure. Jim McGrath from Crawford County Human Services.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about something that, how do I want to say this? Hurts my heart a little bit. We're going to talk about like elder abuse and scams. I say abuse because they are abusing elders.
Yep.
And you know, Jim, I'll let you kind of just take over. We were talking off air about just the reported stuff, and it kind of blew my mind.
Yeah. We, Human Services this year, has documented at least $500,000 of losses due to financial scams just in our county alone.
That is crazy to me. And it's only July.
Yes.
And as you and I were talking off air, what did you say? Like 1 in 10 cases is actually reported?
Very underreported. So that 500,000, yeah, really should be multiplied, you know, how many times? So that's why we really wanted to, and I appreciate the opportunity to come out and share the information with the public, you know, to try to do what we can to educate folks that, you know, financial scams are very prevalent and you know, just to beware.
We think financial scams, what are some of the most common ones?
Well, the most common ones that are reported to us really fall into kind of 4 categories. One of the most common ones that is reported to us is romance scams. Loneliness is a terrible thing for somebody to deal with.
Yes.
And when they get some attention through the internet or through a phone call or through some type of social media device, they fulfill that loneliness, right? And somebody purports to be in love with them and gives them compliments and, you know, gives them that positive feedback that they're looking for.
That's why I said it breaks my heart.
And
preying on people.
Yeah. And by the way, they're asking for money along the way.
And so, they're most vulnerable state.
Yeah. And it takes a multitude of different things. A lot of things that I've seen, I investigated a case years ago of a gentleman who was in Africa, stuck waiting for documents to be prepared for him through the State Department. And every time one of these documents needed to be prepared for him to come home to America, it cost money. And so the victim continuously wired him money to create a new document for him to return home to America. And when he returned home to America, they were going to live happily ever after. Tried to convince the victim several times that this was probably a scam. And they were not receptive to the possibility of it being a scam. So that's a really common one. Another really common one that we have are lottery and sweepstakes scams. Mm-hmm. Hey, you've won this lottery. In order for you to collect your $500,000 or $5 million, you need to send us $1,400. Well, in this grand scheme of things, $1,400, if I'm going to get $500,000, is not a lot to invest in it.
No.
Most lotteries, though, you don't have to pay a considerable amount of money.
And most lotteries, you have to pay to play to win.
Yeah. Yep. And so, you know, for that phone call to come in or that email to come in unsolicited, that should be your first clue. I didn't sign up for this. This is the first I've heard of this lottery sweepstakes. And why do I have to send them thousands of dollars to then recoup the money that they're promising. Another phishing scam, as we call them, where they're looking to get personal data information from people, whether that's social security numbers, checking accounts, credit card numbers, those types of things. Another really common one that we see is online shopping scams, where they send them funds and say, here's $1,500, spend $500 of it on, you know, XYZ product at your local retailer and send us $1,000 of it. So they'll go cash that $1,500 check, wire the $1,000 to the scammer, and by the time that check clears their bank and they realize that it's a fake check, they're out the $1,500 and the $1,000 in cash has already been wired off. So that's really common as well. One of the things that we saw just in the last couple of years tick up was computer virus scams, meaning people are legitimately sitting at their computer working and a pop-up will come up as they're surfing the internet. They'll click on it and it'll connect them to a scammer who will then convince them that they are with Microsoft or some type of internet.
This actually happened to my parents.
There you go. And they say, hey, you have a virus on your computer. If you provide us access to your computer, we will provide you with the a virus protection so the virus goes away. And they ask for payment. They ask for, they gain access to your computer and the personal data that's on your computer, stored on your computer. One of the more common things that we see reported to us is gift cards.
Yes.
They love asking for gift cards. Yes. And Jim probably knows a heck of a lot more about that than I do. But anytime, like, for instance, if Microsoft wants to fix your computer, they're not going to ask for a Google gift card to do it or an Amazon gift card to do it. So just little clues.
Yeah. It's funny. My parents' computer got a virus and they were holding my dad's computer ransom for Bitcoin. My dad's like, well, you're getting a lot of IH tractor manuals holding that computer hostage. Have at it. Like, there's nothing on here. Like, and it was funny because my dad's like, don't you think they should, like, kind of, like, search out? Like, I wonder if this guy's got anything good on his computer? Because he's like, they got a whole bunch of pictures of tractor parts. He was like, I'm not paying to get those back. Because he was like, I think that scammer lost. But it was funny because my dad calls me and he's like, what do you know about Bitcoin? And this is probably like 6 or 8 years ago, but kind of before the bit. And I'm like, what? I don't know. What are you doing with Bitcoin? My computer is being held ransom for Bitcoin. And I'm like, go get a new computer, like unplug it from the wall, unplug it from the internet, go get a new computer. And he's like, I already ordered, I'm going to pick it up. But it was crazy. Like, you know, my parents were quick to pick it up. This isn't right. And whatever link he clicked on in an email, you know, took him there, which now he doesn't open any emails, so don't send him one. but it's interesting how easily it can happen to somebody, I think is what I'm trying to get at here, and how quick it can happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, it's human nature to trust people. You know, people that give you a call, whatever the case is. And unfortunately, nowadays, you just can't assume that it's a nice person on the other end of the computer, phone, whatever. Yeah.
And it's crazy. You know, we briefly talked about this, and this is, you know, opening a whole nother can of worms. But as AI becomes more prevalent and just as technology continues to advance, like, these scams aren't going away.
No.
So it's a conversation that you should have, you know, with your parents. And even, you know, Kyle and I are, Cody Shambo put us in the same generational category. I don't know how that happened. But, you know, we're not young anymore. Do you have TikTok?
No, I do not have TikTok.
I didn't think so.
Never.
We don't know all of the latest technology. Like, we're not far from being these people, Kyle.
Well, I mean, considering, the extent, if I showed you my incoming calls,
oh my gosh,
it's essentially every fleet number that we have. That's it. Like, nobody calls
spam
me.
Spam nonstop to my phone. And I'm always like,
I don't get a lot of spam.
I get so many spam. I mean, if you look in my phone calls, that's all it is spam. And I'm like, again, I'm at the age where I'm like, this is not right. This is not right. But, I mean.
Well, Jim had mentioned off air, one of the downsides to kind of where we live is we have really nice people.
Yes.
And so, you know, I've had conversations with folks of like, just hang up the phone. And Jim can attest to this. Telling somebody to hang up on somebody and
it goes against getting, our
yeah,
being.
It goes against the, Jim described it as Midwest nice, and I would even say like Crawford County nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where we are constantly trying to help somebody. Think of the number of times, Lori, I'll throw this out to you, where you grew up in a rural area mm-hmm. where a neighbor needed help and the neighbors went and helped them without even batting an eye,
no.
right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have this ability to be nice to everybody and trust everybody, and unfortunately become victims. And it's tough. I'll let Jim discuss kind of what to do if you become victim. What happens then? Where do you start?
Yeah. So some of the things I just quick highlight some of the things you can do to protect yourself. Real quick. Never share personal or financial information with someone who contacts you first. Like Kyle said, resist claims of sweepstakes or money offer claims. The old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Never send money today for a promise of more money later. And this is a classic tactic that scammers use. They want to scare you. They want to get you to move quickly, you know, otherwise the offer will expire type of thing. So just beware of people who pressure you to act quickly. As we mentioned, never wire money, never send gift cards to someone you don't know. And this is a good one to kind of keep in mind too, I think. Just before acting, certainly before sending money, giving out, you know, private information, try to reach out to a trusted party. Lori, kind of like what your dad did with you. You know, talk to someone, you know, that you trust and say, hey, do you think this is legitimate? Should I just, you know, stop making contact with the person? You know, just put up as many defenses as you can.
Yeah, typically, you know, people, as much as we are very nice people and very polite and will help neighbors out, rarely do I give out money just unsolicited. So I think that's the thing. And, you know, we kind of at the beginning of this interview brought up that they prey on, you know, people who are lonely, especially, you know, the romance scams, knowing that somebody is maybe grieving or they've been alone a long time. And that's, like I said, the ones that are really kind of heartbreaking because they're truly preying on a weakness.
Yep.
So, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jim. And again, if people have questions or maybe they have been scammed,
yep.
Get in contact with one of you two?
Yes, absolutely. You can always make a report to Crawford County Human Services at 326-0248.
Yeah, or you can call the police department. I encourage people to call the police department. A lot of times, I just stopped at somebody's house. I'm family friends with them, and they got a letter in the mail and had a check for $14,000, something like that, and said, hey, what do you think of this? And my very first clue was you have 48 hours to act, right?
Oh.
And so always call the police department. Report it to us. Jim had mentioned this. I think you mentioned this as well. Underreported. People are embarrassed by these things, right? And it's not embarrassing.
Nobody wants to admit they got taken.
Yeah. And the other thing is it's difficult for us in law enforcement to track these down because typically it takes place in an internet cafe and a lot of times overseas, not in the United States. We are seeing an increase in United States suspects, though. So report these things to us. We don't publicize these. We don't post them on the front page of the paper. Hey, Jane Smith was just scammed with, you know, loss of this amount of money. That's not something we do. We want to collect that data. We want to find out if there is a way that we can track this down and hold people accountable to doing this. So please report it to either us or Human Services. Jim will help you there. My staff will help you to the police department.
All right. Are we doing an extended version?
We can.
I thought that we were. I have lots of questions for
okay,
you. Buckle
it.
Up, buddy.
Let's go.
I mean, you should always buckle up, but man, I'm going to hit you hard today.
Okay.
So that'll be on our website on Monday, WQPCradio.com. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tienorf and special guest Jim McGrath. with Crawford County's Human Services.
Yep.
From Dunkin' Donuts and Prairie du Chien.